කෙබිතිකුල්ලෑව අධ්‍යාපන කලාපයේ ඇතාකඩ මහාවිද්‍යාලයේ ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂය භාර ආචාර්ය සුමිත් සිරිවර්ධන.
My dear listeners, good evening to you all. I am Mr. Sumit Sirivardhana. All the students from grade 6, 7, 8 and 9 are welcome for today's English lesson. අදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ අද ඔබ සම්බන්ධ වන්නේ ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩම සමගයි. සියලුම 6, 7, 8 සහ 9 ශ්‍රේණිවල දරුවන් අද පාඩමට පිළිගන්නවා. First of all, I would like to go for a song. So you will get an idea about today's topic. දුවේ පුතේ මම පළමුව ඔබට ගීතයක් සවන් දීමට සලසනවා.
The prefix is the beginning.
That's right.
The suffix is the end. That's what you've done.
Oh, no.
And this is a prefix. It's kind of fun. Add it to the start. Now look what you've done. If you say the word zip, then add an un. You get unzip. Now look what you've done. And this is a prefix. It's kind of fun. Add it to the start. Now look what you've done. If you say the word real, then add an un. You get unreal. That's what you've done.
Yeah.
And this is a prefix. It's kind of fun. Add it to the start. Now look what you've done. The prefix is the beginning.
That's right.
The suffix is the end.
It's the end.
If the suffix is the end.
Right at the end.
Let's talk about a suffix then.
A suffix?
If you say the word happy, then add ness. You get happiness. And this is a suffix, it's kind of fun. Add it to the end, now look what you've done.
Yeah.
If you say the word play, then add full, you get playful.
Yay.
And this is a suffix, it's kind of fun. Add it to the end, now look what you've done. If you say the word run, then add ing, you get running.
Running.
And this is a suffix, it's kind of fun.
I think you got an idea about today's topic. It's affixes. Simply, an affix is a grammatical element which we use to make a derived meaning or to inflect the meaning of a word. Here, we use a morpheme to connect with the root word to create a new word. දුවේ පුතේ අද ඔබේ පාඩම affixes. පැහැදිලිව ලියා ගන්න. A, double F, I, X, E, S. Affixes. 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 අපි ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවේ පදයක අර්ථය වෙනස් කිරීමට හෝ එහි අර්ථය උලුප්පා දැක්වීම සඳහා භාවිතා කරනවා. In English, mainly we have three types of affixes. They are prefixes, suffixes, and infixes. First, let's learn about prefixes. Usually, a prefix is a morpheme that connects to the beginning of a root word or a phrase and change the meaning of that root word or the phrase. දුවේ පුතේ අපි prefixes ලෙස හඳුන්වන්නේ පදයක ආරම්භයට මෝෆීම් එකක් එහෙම නැත්නම් පදානුවක් එකතු වීමෙන් මුල් පදයේ අර්ථය වෙනස් වේ නම් එම මුලට එකතු වන මෝෆීම් එක prefix ලෙස හඳුන්වනවා. I'll give you some examples. There are many prefixes in English language. I'll give you some important prefixes to you. Okay, children, I'm going to give you the list of prefixes. They are very important in English language. Here you can identify how words get different meanings after a prefix. Okay, children, take down these examples. Deyopute me udaharana liya ganna. First one, un. U-N, un. Plus, real. Real, R-E-A-L. Deyopute, un kiyana prefix eka, real kiyana padayat samaga ekathu unahama, apata hamba wenawa. Unreal කියන වචනේ මේ ආකාරයෙන් උදාහරණ ලියා ගන්න in i n in plus definite d e f i n i t e we get the word indefinite i n d e F-I-N-I-T-E, indefinite. Next one, I-M plus possible, P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E, possible. We get the word impossible, I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. I-B-L-E, impossible. Next one, I-L plus legal, L-E-G-A-L, legal. We get the word illegal, I-L-L-E-G-A-L. Illegal. Next one, tree, P-R-E, plus school, S-C-H-O-O-L, school. We get the word preschool, P-R-E-S-C-H-O-O-L, preschool. S-U-B, sub, plus way, W-A-Y. We get the word subway, subway, S-U-B, W-A-Y, subway. Next one, D-I-S, D-I-S, dis, plus advantage, A-D, V-A-N-T-A-G-E, advantage. We get the word disadvantage, D-I-S-A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E, disadvantage. Miss, M-I-S, miss. Plus, fortune, F-O-R-T-U-N-E, fortune. We get the word misfortune, M-I-S-F-O-R-T-U-N-E, misfortune. Next one, none, N-O-N, none, plus stick, S-T-I-C-K, stick. We get the word non-stick, N-O-N-S-T-I-C-K, non-stick. R-E-R-E plus arrange, A-R-R-A-N-G-E, arrange. We get the word rearrange, R-E-A-R-R-A-N-G-E, rearrange. ද්වේපුතේ මේ ආකාරයෙන් prefixes භාවිතයේදී එම එක් එක් prefixes සඳහා ඌ නිශ්චිත අදහසක් තිබෙනවා. එයින් යම්කිසි පදයක අර්ථය ඒ ආකාරයට වෙනස් වෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් ලෙස dis dis prefix එක ගත්තාම dis කියන මෝෆීම් එකෙන් විරුද්ධ කියන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. advantage කියන පදයට dis කියන මෝෆීම් එක එකතු වුණාම ආරම්භයට disadvantage ලෙස එහි විරුද්ධ අර්ථය ලබා දෙනවා. මේ ආකාරයෙන් in එහෙම නැත්නම් im prefix එකෙන් නැත අර්ථය ලබා දෙනවා. inter in t e r inter යන prefix එකෙන් other මැද යන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් විදිහට inter school antar පාසල්, mid mid යන prefix එක මගින් මැද යන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් ලෙස mid ear test වර්ෂ මැද පරීක්ෂණය, MIS miss කියන prefix එකෙන් වැරදි යන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් විදිහට misguide නොමග යවනවා, misguide. pre pre prefix එකෙන් කලින් මුලින් කියන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. re re prefix එකෙන් නැවතත් යන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. sub 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 prefix එකෙන් යට කියන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. un un prefix එකෙන් නැත අර්ථය ලබා දෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් විදිහට want අවශ්‍ය, un prefix එක එකතු වුනහම unwanted අනවශ්‍ය ලෙස පදයේ අර්ථය වෙනස් වෙනවා. Okay children, now let's move to an activity. First, I'll tell you some prefixes, then you can match them with the most suitable root word. දුවේ පුතේ, අපි දැන් අභ්‍යාසයකට යොමු වෙමු. මම පළමුව ඔබට prefixes ලයිස්තුවක් ලබා දෙනවා. එය ලියාගෙන ඒවාට වඩා ගැළපෙන පදයට එම prefixes සම්බන්ධ කරන්න. First one, dis, D-I-S, dis. Second one, I-L, ill. I-M, I-R, M-I-S, miss. U-N, un. in in ඔබ ලියාගත් prefixes ඒවාට ගැළපෙන වඩාත් සුදුසු පදයට සම්බන්ධ කරන්න. First one, correct. C O double R E C T, correct. Second one, like. L I K E, like. Third one, regular, R-E-G-U-L-A-R, regular. Fourth one, legal, L-E-G-A-L, legal. Number five, possible, P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E, possible. Number six, guide, G-U-I-D-E, guide. Number seven, lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, lucky. Then over, liyagat pada, mama diu. Mama kalin obata labadunnu, ප්‍රිෆික්සස් සමග සම්බන්ධ කර වඩා අර්ථාන්විත වචන සාදන්න. Okay, children. Now I am going to give you the answers. Correct. Incorrect. Pavada path wenawa. Like. Dislike. Regular. Irregular. Legal, illegal, possible, impossible, guide, misguide, last one, lucky, unlucky, bawata path wenawa. Okay, children, now it's time for us to learn about suffixes. First of all, we need to know what is a suffix. A suffix is a morpheme which we connect to the end of a word to change its meaning. Duyebute, api den suffixes gana igena gamu. Suffix ekak lesa api handunwanne padeka avasaneyata ekathu karana morpheme. Suffixes වර්ග කීපයක් අපට හම්බ වෙනවා. ඒවා ප්‍රධාන ලෙස noun suffixes, adjective suffixes, adverb suffixes, verb suffixes ලෙස වෙන් කරන්න පුළුවන්. Write down the subtopic suffixes. දුවේ පුතේ ලියා ගන්න මාතෘකාව suffixes. SUFFIXES suffixes. Noun suffixes are morphemes which are connected to the end of a root word to make nouns. Duyehute, noun suffixes api bhavita karanawa nama pada sayadima sandaha bohovita kriya padeka avasaneyata mema noun suffixes sambandha wenawa. Okay, children, now I am going to give you some examples for noun suffixes. You can write down them clearly. T-I-O-N, it connects with the word register. Then it becomes registration. Register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R, it becomes registration, R-E-G-I-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N, registration. Next one, I-T-Y, it connects with word real, it becomes reality, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, reality. Next one, E-R, it connects with the word manage. It becomes manager, M-A-N-A-G-E-R, manager. Next one, N-E-S-S, nurse. It connects with the word kind, K-I-N-D. It becomes kindness, K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S, kindness. Next one, I-T-Y. Next one, M-E-N-T. It connects with manage. It becomes management. M-A-N-A-G-E-M-E-N-T. management. OR. It connects with translate. 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 It becomes translator. 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 IST. It connects with the word science. It becomes scientist. 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 Next one. AL. It connects with the verb survive. 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 It becomes the word survival. 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 යුක්තේ මේ ආකාරයට නවුන් සෆික්සස් භාවිතයෙන් අපට නාම පද සාදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. Next we have adjective suffixes. යුක්තේ මෙම සෆික්සස් එහෙම නැත්නම් පදයක අවසානයට එකතු වෙන මෙම morphemes. Adjective suffixes ලෙස හඳුන්වනවා. මෙමගින් නාම විශේෂණ සෑදෙනවා. First one, AL. AL. It connects with the word person. 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 It becomes personal. 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 Pudgalika. Next one. ABLE. ABLE. It connects with the word discover. 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 It becomes discoverable. 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 Next one. FUL. FUL. It connects with the word beauty. 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 It becomes beautiful. BEAUTY. FUL. Beautiful. Next one. IVE. It connects with the word create. CREATE. It becomes creative. 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 Nirmanashili. Next one. LESS. Less. It connects with the word pain. 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 It becomes painless. 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 Vedana rahita. Vedana vaknati. ISH. It connects with the word Britain. It becomes British. 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 අපි මීළඟට ඉගෙන ගන්නේ verb suffixes හා adverb suffixes ගැනයි. In English language, we have two verb suffixes. We use them to make different forms of the verb, such as past tense, past participle form, and also present participle form. දුවේ පුතේ මෙම සෆික්සස් භාවිතයෙන් අපි ක්‍රියාපදයේ විවිධාකාර සාදාගනු ලබනවා. As examples, we use ed with the word dance. It becomes danced. En, bright. It connects with the word bright. It becomes brighten. ing, we can use with the verb eat. It becomes eating. මේ ආකාරයෙන් මෙම suffixes භාවිතයෙන් ක්‍රියාපදවල විවිධ ආකාර සාදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. And also in English language, basically we have two types of adverb suffixes. They are ly and also ily. We use them to make adverbs. We connect the suffix ly with the word kind, then we can make the adverb kindly. We can connect the suffix ily with the adjective happy, then we can make the adverb happily. Likewise, we can make adverbs by using these suffixes after an adjective. Okay, children, let's move to an activity. I'm going to read you a list of words. You can circle the words which have used a suffix end of the root word. දුවේ පුතේ අපි දැන් ක්‍රියාකාරකමකට යොමු වෙමු. මම ඔබට වචන ලයිස්තුවක් ලබා දෙනවා. එහි suffixes භාවිතා කර ඇති වචන රවුම් කරන්න. පළමු පේළිය අංක 1 යටතේ ලියා ගන්න. First one, roof, ROOF. Land, LAND. Roofing, ROOFING. Tevini Pedia, second one, celebrate, CELEBRATE. Celebrate. Cheer, CHEER. Celebration, CELEBRATION. Celebration. Third line, too many pages. Artist, ARTIST. Artist. Art, ART. Art. Arrow, ARROW. Arrow. Fourth line, smart, SMART. Smart. Support, SUPPORT. Support. Supportive, SUPPORTIVE. Supportive. Fifth line, පස්වෙනි පේළිය. Big, B-I-G, big. Bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R, bigger. Large, L-A-R-G-E, large. Sixth line, move, M-O-V-E, move. Movement, M-O-V-E, movement. Movement. Go. G-O. Go. Seventh line. Absent. A-B-S-E-N-T. Absent. Absence. A-B-S-E-N-C-E. Absence. Abort. A-B-O-R-T. Abort. Eighth line. Atavini Pelia. Follow. F-O-L-L-O-W. Follow. Follower. F-O-L-L-O-W-E-R. Follower. Fail. F-A-I-L. Fail. Ninth line. Response. R-E-S-P-O-N-C-E. Response. Responsible. R-E-S. P-O-N-S-I-B-L-E. Responsible. Record. R-E-C-O-R-D. Record. Number 10. Love. L-O-V-E. Love. Lovely. L-O-V-E-L-Y. Loving. L-O-V-I-N-G. Loving. Okay, children. Now you can do the activity while listening to this song. Duye pute. Ema geetayata savan denna gaman. Kriyakarakame yedenna.
Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes added at the start of a word, a suffix is added at the end. A prefix and suffix makes a brand new word, a brand new word, a brand new word. Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Full means lots of, less means none. Helpful. Lots of helping, helpless. No helping, fearful. Lots of fear, fearless. No fear, painless. That doesn't hurt, painful. Ah! Harmless. Stop worrying. Harmful. Oh no! Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes added at the start of a word. A suffix is added at the end. A prefix and suffix makes a brand new word. A brand new word. A brand new word. Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Un means not or the opposite. Dis means not or the opposite. Happy. Everything is great. Unhappy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Helpful. How very kind. Unhelpful. How very mean. Pleased. I'm over the moon. Displeased. I'm so upset. Approve. It's very, very good. Disapprove. It's absolutely rubbish.
Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes.
Okay, children, you listen to a nice song. Now I'm going to give you the answers. First line, roof, land, roofing. The answer is roofing. Second line, celebrate, cheer, celebration. The answer is celebration. Artist, art, arrow. Answer is artist. Number four, smart, support, supportive. Here the answer is supportive. Next one, big, bigger, large. Here the answer is bigger. Next, move, movement, go. Here the answer is movement. Number seven, absent, absence, abroad. Here the answer is absence. Follow, follower, fail. Here the answer is follower. Response, responsible, record. Here the answer is responsible. Last one, love, lovely, loving. Here we have two answers, lovely and loving. Now we have come to the last part of the lesson. In suffixes, we have another type of infixes. Diyo puthe, mema infixes, padayaka medata ekathu vela, hi arthaya wenas karanu labanawa. Mema infixes, ingrishi bhashave, da sulu vasen, obata hamba wenawa. Udaharanayak, mother, in-law කියන වචනයට mothers in-law විදියට බහුවචනේ සෑදෙනවා. මේ ආකාරයට පදයක මැදට මෝෆීම් එකක් එහෙම නැත්නම් පදානාවක් එකතු වීමෙන් එහි අර්ථය සෑදෙනවා. All right children, we come to the end of today's lesson. We are really happy about your enthusiasm for listening to radio lesson. You can not only improve your subject knowledge but also you can improve your listening ability too. To end today's program, as usual, I am going to present today's thought. Read what you saw. Read what you saw. ඔබ වපුරන දේ අස්වැන්න ලෙස ලබා ගත හැකි. බව පුරණ දේ අස්වැන්න ලෙස ලබා ගත හැක. ඉතින් දුවේ පුතේ, අද ඔබ කරන දේවල් වල ප්‍රතිඵල ඔබට ඉදිරියේදී භුක්ති විඳීමට සිදුවේ. ඒ නිසා යහපත් දේ සිදු කරන්න.